Our hero tonight is someone I've always wanted to have on the Solaire Report, but because of a stroke, he's not available. His name is John Taylor Gatto. If you want to understand the real deal on the educational system, there's nobody better. He's done many interviews, written many books. So John Taylor Gatto, he's our hero of the week. We'll be promoting a commentary on the blog this weekend. He's raising money from his website to help pay for medical expenses when he stormed out of the official education system of this country in New York State. It appears he lost his health care benefits. And so check that out on the blog. And if you feel so inclined, that's a great cause for your Christmas giving. I'm going to hold off most of our questions for Franklin today. But I did want to note we got several very great feedback on the equity overview that I did last week with Chuck Gibson. And Chuck is going to be doing that with me the third Thursday at the end of every quarter. So we'll have the next one after the end of in the third week in January. Chuck and his associate, Melanie Paleo, are going to be with me on December 6th to review all the tax changes. I wanted to wait as long as possible. Last week, we reviewed the different tax changes that are on the table if current law is allowed to take effect at the end of December 31st, so take effect in January 1st. For example, the Bush tax changes sunset. So if all of that is allowed to automatically happen, we covered that last week. But what I wanted to do is on December 6th is wait as long as possible and talk at that point about what it looks like is probable, particularly as would affect your assets and individual investors and household finance. So they'll be back. Chuck will be back on December 6th to discuss that. But very good feedback. We appreciate it, and look for the next one in January.